It might have. I never heard about this rail. But hell, you the only name they give around you is rail fence. You see, he didn't use no nails or nothing like that. And I guess what it angled like that sort of stand hole, you know. No post, not just the rails, you know, one on top of the other one.
What was the next after they got rid of the rail? What was the next?
Well, the next rail barbed wire.
How about these small wooden fences? Maybe they're not that small. Made of strips of wood.
Strips of wood, well, you can see some of that. The only place you can probably see that around, maybe around the house or what. The yard, you know, the fancy yard in it has a
more
paling, they call them paling.
Would they be uniform boards?
Most time it would be about the same width, you know, 6 inches, about an inch thick. They try to make them uniform so it would look pretty nice. But they didn't use too much of that on the ground, you know, when you're fencing a farm and everything like that. They use barbed wire.
I'd like to ask you some more tales about hog killing. It must have been a very important.
It was a very important job and for the year. You usually start this month, you know, November. November is a good month to kill because of the, you know, condition of the weather. And back at that particular last November, like this November, I don't know. But that's usually the month they start in, and they probably go on through to up until around about February, maybe 1st of March, be about the latest. And yeah, we want to kill them so that at the time that they can have temperatures ranging in somewhere between the 30s and the 40s.
Nice.
Good temperatures. See, most of the meat was cured, salted. They ate all fresh meat. They'd have deep freezers and refrigerators and like that. Candy, you see. All that they didn't eat fresh. You know, they'd eat a whole lot of it, you know. Most of the head, they had to get rid of it before it was poisoned. I think they actually kill all the ribs and maybe the backbone. That's the way they usually cut them out. It's a little different from what the way they cut them in the packing out. And they would take that meat and they would salt it. Put a little salt on it, not a whole lot, you know, kind of hold it. Well, the weather was, temperature was down, they'd probably put it out in the house where they had smoke houses, you know, little house where they ain't kept the meat on outside. Put it in there and temperature was down. They'd keep putting it around and they canned a whole lot of it.
What were the different cuts that you get from the different?
Different cuts of meat where we'd have the ham, the shoulders, and the middling. And that was your cuts that was, you were salted out of the jewels, they were salted jewels. And the other part would be the backbone, the ribs, and liver, the lungs, which they call the lights. I don't know where, you know, they use that. Some of them call it haslets.
I was going to ask two questions here. The middling would be